Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
Martha, we are back. It's been not just a minute, it's been several minutes. Can you tell us
Yes.
about the role your husband played in making our season two, I guess? Is that a thing?
I guess it is a thing. Well, he was asking if we were going to do anything for the Euros. And I thought, oh, it's July, we're busy. But let me ask you. And you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Euros. I'm excited about it. And you can't let the husband down. We like him too much.
That is true. Although, watching soccer with him sometimes just, I miss you. I like watching soccer with you better, but
Know he
I love
listens to
you.
this.
I know. But like he doesn't get my quips, my I don't like him. That person looks like a jerk when we were watching the other game. And he was like, oh, well, that's, he's what he's doing is fair. And I was like, it's not fair in
I
my
know. What's
eyes.
with? Come on.
But if
Doesn't
you
he
were
know that half
there,
the point of the game is to judge the people? And by that, I mean the men's game.
no, he does not. He's just not judgy enough sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably very nice in life, but not good for soccer watching.
Yes, no, it's great for lots of things in life, but for soccer watching, no.
Just to be clear, we're not going to be judging the Euro. Well, maybe, but mostly we're judging the Gold Cup. That's what we're currently judging.
Oh, yes. So yeah, that was his role,
Well,
and we're
I love
back.
it. This is going to be. Because this was sort of, I wouldn't say, oh yeah, no, last minute seems fair. This is going to be a very short episode, but we mostly just wanted to get everyone excited.
It starts Wednesday, July 2nd. It kicks off at noon Eastern, 11 Central. And the first game is Iceland versus Finland.
Ooh.
So they're very chilly countries.
I guess it's in Switzerland, so like there's at least a chance it won't be as hot as it's been here, but probably not
Yes.
that likely.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. And so for the rest of the days, it's going to be a noon first game and then 3 p.m. next game, and that's Eastern. So the last game of the first round will be Saturday, the 5th, at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and it'll be France versus England. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. We're going to be posting for real on Sunday or Monday after that first set of first round games have concluded. And we'll talk about what the Euros even are, why they matter, and also probably a lot about how it's so much easier to watch soccer when you're not as emotionally involved as last summer when I was unable to be so objective for even a day. Although I will say this,
Yes.
Martha, literally today I was thinking about this and I was like, now, which team have Gotham players and which teams don't?
I think that we're gonna be looking at all those first games, and we're going to talk about them as a whole when we record next.
Yeah, but for now, Martha, I have a question for you. Actually, I have two questions for you. One, who is the underdog you'd like to see win? And two, before we see anything, who do you actually think will win?
So I chose my who I actually think will win based on the Gotham goalie.
Oh, I love that for you. I was like so excited. I'm like, I don't know. Where are you going with this?
So I'm gonna choose Germany. Yeah. I mean, that's my hot take. I don't know if it's really hot, but
It's certainly not a cold take. I don't think they are favored among all the teams.
No.
That's a warm take.
Yeah, warm take.
Okay, but
And then my.
who do you want to see win? Who's the underdog?
I think it would be wild if Italy won.
You took mine. I'm so excited that you said it, though. Oh, Martha, how great would it be if Italy won?
It would be great. I mean, it would be wild.
Yes.
But you never know.
It's the day, if we know anything about soccer, yes, it's skill, it's talent, but it's also luck on the day of the game.
So, what about you? Well, you
No, I
hinted
have a
to your
second one.
underdog.
I'm going to take
Oh,
the one I
okay.
thought you were going to take for underdog. Although I am so excited you said Italy because I really was going to say Italy. But given that I'll give that to you, I'm going to say Wales because they're in the group of death and it would just be a very, very underdog experience. But also, I like the idea. I'm in like a real anti-empire moment in life. And so Wales coming up out of the group with England and then going on. I just feel like it would be very fun.
I think so too.
Well, I mean, we'll talk all about it this weekend. But I don't know who I think is going to win. I've been thinking about it all day. And I do think there's like a really good argument for Germany. Obviously, there's a very good argument for Spain. There's a good argument for England. But I kind of think it's going to be none of those three. And then the question is who? And that's where I get stuck because I'm like, the Netherlands? No.
No.
Sweden? No.
No.
Almost definitely not France. So I'm going to leave it with I don't think it's going to be Germany, Spain, or England, but I haven't yet decided who my team's going to be.
Okay. So, yeah, 'cause my backup to not England or Spain was going to be Norway
Ooh.
because Norway has a lot of Chelsea players on
Yeah,
it.
look, honestly, this is sort of why it's so exciting to watch the Euros because you can have that kind of. I mean, Norway has been very good in years past, but certainly they're not like a an international winner at the moment.
That's
But
true.
they have the talent. So if they can come together as a team. Look, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
I'll try to have it nailed down a little bit more by the next time we talk, but I don't think it's going to be the big three. I think it's going to be someone else.
All right. Do you have questions for us? Things about the Euros, what we've been up to since November, and how often Mary has grumbled about the decisions made in that DC game?
A lot.
A lot. Other things, email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kick, N as in Norway. Giggles
Nice.
2024 at gmail.com.
It's good to be back, baby.
Baby.
We'll see you guys later this week.
Bye.